Hi, and welcome to another HomePod demo. And in this demo, I want to show you the commands you can use for Siri to move music between your HomePods, i.e. more than one. And so you can move or play everywhere on your HomePods using these commands. And at the moment, what I tend to do is if I'm working in the kitchen dining room, then I'll move the music to that area. Or if I'm back here in the toy room, stroke my little office here, then I'll move the music into the office. At the moment, I've only got two speakers. So rather than playing the music everywhere and bugging my family, and or just having one HomePod playing and then just wandering off and trying to listen to it while I'm at the other end of the house, doesn't always work. So hence why moving the music around, following you, if you like, is great. All right, let's start playing the music in the toy room first. So if I say, "Hey Siri, play Halo in the toy room."
Now playing Halo by Beyoncé in the toy room.
Okay, so that's playing in the toy room. Let's move it to the dining room. Hey Siri, move to dining room.
Now playing in the dining room.
Okay, that's now in the dining room at the other end of my house, and having an open plan house, you should be able to hear that in the background now. And that speaker's probably about 15 metres away, or more actually. And the nice thing about this, what I'd normally do rather than sitting in front of a microphone doing a podcast, I would probably be in the actual dining room now, kitchen, listening to that music. And then, of course, as I was about to walk back into the toy room here, I would then say to that Siri on that HomePod, move to the toy room like I'm about to do now. Hey Siri, move to toy room.
Now playing in the toy room.
Okay, so now we're back in the toy room. Let me just turn the volume down. Hey Siri, decrease volume.
One moment. I've turned it down.
Took a while, didn't it? Okay, now let's try this one. Hey Siri, move to everywhere.
Now playing everywhere.
Okay, that's now playing on the toy room speaker and in the dining room speaker. And on the dining room speaker. And of course, I want to go back to dining room again. Hey Siri, move to dining room.
Now playing in the dining room.
Now, as you can tell, when I was talking then, it actually turned the actual sound down as I was talking to the local Siri here in the toy room. And you could still hear the music one playing in the dining room. And we're still on everywhere for both speakers. Okay, and let's bring it back in the dining room one more time. Sorry, let's bring it back to the toy room one more time. Hey Siri, move to everywhere.
Now playing everywhere.
Okay, both speakers. And of course, when the family's home, hey Siri, move to toy room.
Now playing in the toy room.
And there we go. Now the reason for that slow transition before too was because it's probably my network that I've got the HomePods currently sitting on is a little bit slow sometimes. And of course, hey Siri, stop. Bingo. So there you go. So that's how you can actually say move and then the name of the speaker or move to everywhere when you want to play the music everywhere. So in my case, I would say move to toy room, move to dining room, or move everywhere. If you say play everywhere, which is sort of the normal response, it will grab another playlist and start playing that everywhere rather than the actual music you're currently listening to everywhere. So always remember when you're moving music around to use the move word. So it's move to speaker name or move to everywhere. Anyway, that'll do me for this demonstration. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.